Let's see. Next up, Selena Green. Quickly brushing past any uncomfortable sharing moments. Let's play this one.
Dignity. I view your profile, your avi glamorous as ever. Offline. You reserved your temper for those medical incompetents, but to us you were translucent and shimmering, already at peace. You stayed home for your girls, refusing opiates, in a wretched race against rupture to make it to your send-off party. And the very next morning, it all came down to 100 capsules, a little apple sauce, and the arms of those who love you, easing you away from pain and from us. In death, as in life, you went on your own terms. For that, I am grateful. In remembrance of Sandy, one of the bravest people I've ever known.
She went on her own terms. Thank you, Selena. You've got the story of Sandy who, with no hope, story of Stephen, don't give up. It's just so many. God, life is confusing, man. All right. Thank you. This has been so much. I'm looking over there on the floor at a stick blender thinking, what's the point, man? I've got a closet full of blenders. I don't know why. You know, it's like one thing, not strong enough. Okay, so we'll go with a smaller ice cube tray. No, that's not enough ice. It's just, man. I guess Pratt was right. Live life regardless of the material things, right? Although I'm keeping all my blenders. Maybe I should give them away. You know, blenders for life. They can blend up fruit well. Boysenberry. I can get some of those. I need different kinds of berries. Maybe put in some real cherries in there, too. Oh, well. Next up, we have Scott of Lithium Diaries. Remember, if you do write on lithium, be sure to keep it from getting exposed to the air. Otherwise, you know, Mom, Jenny's reading my diaries, and they're on fire from exposure to oxygen. Okay, that's in bad taste. You know it's going to say something in bad taste eventually, right? Well, you know, it's me. Here's Scott's story, and welcome to the podcast.
I was sitting in the comfy medical-grade Barca lounger watching her administer the chemo when the nurse saw my traitor of a tear. Sometimes it's the biggest guys who crack a little, she offered, along with a stuffed bear. I'm not ashamed to admit that I clung to that bear when the sludge she pumped into my vein made me so sick I forgot I was doing this to keep living and wished for death. I named her Mrs. Parker, keeping her on a shelf to remind me that I could stare down any fresh hell life wanted to present.
Thank God for Mrs. Parker. Thank you, Scott. Folks are sharing a lot today, aren't they? There's a lot going on. And folks walking around, raising awareness, raising funds, helping folks out, remembering others, and those that have beat it, and those that are fighting it. Well, let's pick things up a little bit. And we've got Bonchance Longfall has been volunteering to read for folks. And Eshi Odawara sent one in and first sent it through IMs, then sent it through a note card, finally sent it through email. Life throws you a curveball sometimes, right? So, but she got this one in, and Bonchance volunteered to read it for her. So here we go with Eshi's story.
Crab Mariner's 100-word challenge. July 15th, this is the RFL challenge. The challenge word is life. This ride is authored by Eshi Ultawara. Life. God took a liking in Wendy because he felt he did a great job putting her facial features together. Also because she laughed with such a reverberance it would make his heart skip from infectious joy. She was to be fortunate. "What do you wish to be when you grow up?" he asked. Wendy looked up, squinted, and wrinkled up her nose. I wish to be wise. God's heart started breaking as he ordered a nerve cell right above Wendy's left adrenal to initiate neuroblastoma. Wisdom and fortune would have been too much, he comforted himself.
Isn't that the way? Oh well. Thank you, Eshi, and thank you, Bonchance, for recording that for her. All the folks who are volunteering to record for others that are microphonophobic, thank you, guys, putting voice to stuff so that I don't have to do it. Okay, fine. It's not a matter of I don't have to. I don't wanna. Because I'm lazy. Next up, it is the return of... See, she didn't even say how to pronounce her name. I was like, oh, I don't know. But it's Singda. I'm going to say Singda. And if I'm wrong, S-N-I-G-D-H-A. That's a cool name. But here's her story. And let's see if I get this right. Yeah, there we go. Norm for the living.
For the past many years, my life had consisted of the following: get dressed in the latest trending outfits from Prada, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Chanel. Get up in my luxury penthouse or in a suite in the Plaza or Ritz. Enjoy the best of everything that my talent fueled. But all this was about to change. A new species had crept into this world of extravagance. It was a species that wore faded jeans, ate Doritos, and lounged on the couch, bent over from hours of TV viewing. Survival of the laziest. That was the new norm for the living.
Survival of the laziest. That describes me to a T. I'll live to 1,000. Thank you, Singda. Or I could call you Blue Loft. Which one do you prefer? Are you even listening at this point? We're almost at 3 hours. Oh my God, this is a marathon! Speaking of marathon, Letty Pontier offered to read this one for Daisy May. So, cool. Thank you. Well, thanks so much for putting this project together. Well, it's you guys who are the heart and soul of this. All I'm doing is writing one story. My story is the stone in the massive amount of soup this village of writers and readers and storytellers and survivors and... Okay, we're all just a pack of crazies. Oh, whoa! Got another one in. So, okay. I'm going to get this one in the can here. So this one's from Daisy May, read by Letty Pontier. Letty Pontier. Whew! Man, that'll twist your tongue. Isn't that right, Bruin? Want me to twist your tongue? I don't think so. That would be cruelty to cats.
Battle with Uterus Cancer by Daisy 19660 Abbott. In March, 8 years ago, doctor told me when they were doing some surgery, they found some bad cells. And it was stage 2 uterus cancer. I went in for surgery on May the 16th, came close to death's door. So I'm so glad I live to tell my story and to give others strength to deal with the battle. I still gotta watch, because I'm a carrier of the gene. So, I take one day at a time, keep on fighting the battle.
Keep on fighting, Daisy May. We're here for you. And if any of y'all are raising an eyebrow at a little something about that story, well, you know, I only have 10 fingers on my hands and 10 toes, and yeah, cat over here with 18 toes on his feet and another cat with 18 toes on hers. It's a little hard to count. Yeah. We'll just move on to the next one, shall we? This one's by Whiskey Day, Whiskey Monday, who just celebrated her 742nd res day, I think, and jumping naked out of a plane has something to do with it. I'm not sure, but thank goodness for res days, if only every day were that. And she's got a little something for us. And let's see, who's going to be reading this? Okay, it was sent from her pocket. So, from Whiskey's pocket to your ears.
Almost There by Whiskey Monday. 220, 221, 222, 223 road signs since the last question. Quiet is a precious commodity, purchased with answers. What did you do when you were my age? She asked, with her cheek pressed against the window. Did you like middle school? She wondered from the back seat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 62 foam poles. How many books have you read? Like millions, you think? She mused, twirling her hair around her finger. 1, 2, 3, 38 exit signs. When we get there, will you hold my hand? She whispered. Are you scared too?
Thank you, Whiskey. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Oh, no, we're not there. We're not at the end of the podcast yet. Not by far. We've got a whole bunch more stories coming your way. Thank you, Whiskey. And she's volunteered to read for others, and whoa, maybe Planet Z will have her read. I hope so. I'm sick of having to use that voice changer. Okay, what's with all the... What's the webpage with details? I got people asking me all this stuff. Right. We've got... I stopped reading the chat, Grace. Next up is, Hope Clary has come back from long, 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 well, okay, not so long ago, but still, Hope is back, and she's got a story for us, and she's recorded it, so you get to hear her lovely singing voice, although I don't think she's going to sing it. She'll sing it a cappella, atonally. Maybe she'll rap this. Okay, here is Hope, and folks, you're in for a treat. No, really, go get yourself a treat. And then listen to this one.
Life. Life is worth living even on the days you think it's not. In the end, when it comes, the wave of triumph through your challenges will be the light that defines you. The magic key to a successful life is patience, persistence, and personal self-love. When you have these three P's, life will become clearer. Or just say, fuck you, life, and just not think about it. My fuck you stage is starting on its course. I'm learning that without the real risks, there are never rewards. Jump in and gamble. You are only going to remember this life.
Yeah, you're only going to remember this life. So who's at the fuck you stage right now with life? Oh, wait, I think Bruin and Mist are at that. The interloper, Stripey Kitty, Gray Stripey was outside, and they ran at the window. I guess they wanted to say hi. Thank you, Hope. And, Oh, yeah, some advice to live by. Ooh, we got more? We got more. You thought I was going to give up. Nuh-uh-uh-uh. Not happening. This one is from Feline Slade. So you got Hope, who was on the south end of the island for a long, 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 long time. And then Feline took over the park. stealing Grace's spot. Yeah, we're never going to let her live it down. All right, Sophie. you've been suffering all my neuroses all these years. Lay it on me. Let's hear it.
I sit in the echoing library of life, pulling volumes from the dusty shelves. His book is filled with cramped handwriting, like he wanted to fit extra words on every page. One passage makes me blush, and I reshelf the book. Her book is a series of sketches. I smile when I recognize that coffee shop in New York. The next book is only half filled, the text stopping mid-sentence. I wipe away a tear and slip the book back into its place. What about yours? Are you writing? Drawing? Tearing the pages? What will you contribute to the Library of Life?
Thank you, Feline. I don't know what I'm contributing. I think it's the this page intentionally left blank. But it could be gum under the tables, or maybe a bum sleeping in the back stacks, or something that would make Cat Glimmer wince. Although she's seen it all, I don't think anything would cause her to wince at this point. Except, you know, not getting tushy rubs. Oh, right. Thanks. God, I'm getting all wistful again. Memories. Next, we have Cat Fancy! I always love saying her name that way. Cat Fancy! And Cat Fancy Kiergarten. I always stumble over her name like that. Looking at the cats, they're just like, we want to go outside. Well, you can't go outside. Not until tomorrow. It's too hot out. And too stinky. And you guys stink. Oh, but no, you folks don't. No, not you people doing the stories and listening. Oh my God, someone's going to take that out of context. Right, well, here's Cat Fancy's story.
Ellie drove her neighbor, Rose, to and from the hospital daily for radiation therapy. The doctors caught the cancer early, so she had a good chance of surviving. Several months passed when Rose told Ellie she was now cancer-free. Ellie noticed that Rose was full of life, but she felt her own health deteriorating. She was uninsured and afraid of medical bills she could never pay off. Seeing Rose happy made Ellie finally get a checkup, but it was too late. Stage 4, and no treatment improved her health. She passed away in bed as Rose cried next to her.
It's always the sad ones that get me. Thank you, Cat Fancy. She, you do stuff at Bonchance's thing on Sunday, don't you? We might hear from a little someone that does those as well. Hint, hint, hint. Coming up in a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God, there's so many. So many have come in today. It's just an avalanche. Well, then again, the deadline's right around the corner, so what do you expect? All right. Next up, it's one from Tish Coronet, who did the poster. The really, just keep it simple, keep it nice. Mission accomplished. So thank you for that, Tish Coronet. And Tish is having Loadmaster read this for her. So this one, spoken by Loadmaster. I bring to you Tish Coronet.
My father liked clocks. He would passionately explain what he'd done to get Uncle's souvenir cuckoo clock going again. It was mostly dirt, and he gave all those crusty gears the same bath. But he'd check for other problems as well. The tiniest thing could bring the whole mechanism to a halt, just like that. Like the tiny fiber he picked up 50 years ago, on his knees, carving tiles, carving out a living. He carried that bit of asbestos with him all his working life. Just after retirement, it brought his whole mechanism to a halt. Just like that.
Ouch, I'm sorry to hear that, Tish. Thank you for sharing that. My grandfather died from, he was a dry cleaner in Chicago. And you know the chemicals they use. Well, he breathed all of them and turned them to jelly. And he was feeling really good the last time I talked to him, one day before he died. And that's all she wrote about that. I could probably tell you a story about asbestos in a certain TV station, but... those Disney lawyers. Gotta love them all. Right. Okay, well, let's move on to the next story, which is by Sarah Hans. Her site is, oddly enough, at sarahhans.com. She has some links. In some review, I'm looking through the site right now. Recommended reading, The Problem with Prometheus. Whew, I'm glad I avoided that movie. I went to see Spider-Man today. I kind of liked it. Although it was kind of twerpy, kind of, well, I don't know. Oh, well. Dennis Leary was in it. So, hey, got to give it that. So here's Sarah Hans with her story.
Life, by Sarah Hans. The guard bot prodded Tressa in the ribs. Step into the transport, prisoner 5386U. Wincing, Tressa obeyed. The transport pod's door slid shut. Tressa's heart pounded, and her secured hands grew slick with sweat. She closed her eyes and thought of her happy place, the rolling hills of her childhood. The pod landed with a thud. The door slid back and flooded the pod with bright sunlight. Tressa blinked until her eyes adjusted. Welcome to Penal Colony 56, the guard bot droned. Verdant fields spread before her. Women in jumpsuits like hers labored amidst the greenery, unfettered by chains. Tressa smiled.
Thank you, Sarah. Oh, that's makes me want to go to prison. Hey, any spaces left on that place? I wouldn't mind some nice, fresh air and cutting a little grass. Ah, just the thought of it has got me thinking happy thoughts. Okay, well, moving on to the next story. Shinigami Kayo, who runs the Lonely Yak, has sent in a story, but no recording. However, that's what volunteers are for. And the volunteer for this story is Derry McMahon. All right, what happened to my system here? My God, I'm running out of memory. I have to stick more memory in the system just to handle this thing. So here we go with Derry reading Shinigami Kayo. Is it Kayo? 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 I don't know. I just get so confused. Well, here's your story.
Shinigami Kayo. Sitting on the edge of the bed, the morning sun bathing the room. I could feel the heat already, and knew this day would be a cooker. But my attention, as always, was elsewhere. The ideas and plans I would line up that gave me a sense of purpose would, of course, never be started. I needed to organize them in my head, pretending all was still normal. Depression is not about being lazy, only unmotivated. Empty. You spend too much time here. Unmotivated becomes a lifestyle. So if I speak to God sometimes, it's because I am lonely, not necessarily salvation.
Thank you, Shinny. You know, I'm not all that lonely as long as I've got the cats here and they occasionally pay attention to me, although I've got a nice fine view of two cat butts. Maybe I should get out some treats. Think they'll pay attention to me then? All right. Well, ooh, looks like the icons are back on the bottom of the screen. I've got memory again. Oh, man. This is... You think this project... Wouldn't it be funny if the project just totally blew up while I was working on it? Yeah, that would be a laugh riot. That's why I keep saving it on multiple disks. Here's Alex Hayden has come in. Yes! Although, Alex, don't leave. No, don't do this rage quitting SL thing, man. Don't delete accounts on... Well, okay, I deleted Second Lies account, but... Okay. No, you don't do it. Me? Oh, I'm... delete everything, but... No, you need to stay. Hold the fort down. I'm going to be doing a nose count soon. And anyone with two noses, well, we'll burn that bridge when we come to it. Here's Alex, as read by Lizzie Goodcough.
He knew he was wearing a huge grin on his face, but he didn't care. He was in the moment. He watched her sleep. How many times had his friends told him about this? More than he could count. He hadn't believed any of them at the time. Not now, though. He could feel his eyes begin to well up with tears. But again, he didn't care. He was happy. If he did nothing else in his life, he knew today he had done something worthwhile. He gently stroked her face, and in her sleep, his newborn daughter sighed contentedly. This was a story by Alex Hayden.
Aw, that's so sweet. You've got me jealous. So I'm gonna stroke my kitty cat's hair, and no smiling going on. He's actually twitching nervously. Like, what are you up to? Oh, well. Maybe I need to go to the mall and steal a baby. How do you do that? Is there a dummies book for that? I guess I'll go to the bookstore and steal a dummies book for stealing babies and then steal a baby from the bookstore. Although now all of you are witnesses. We're all in this together. I need to get some sleep. Nope, not happening. Next story is by Ishtar. That's right, the photographer, the ace photographer out there on the Relay for Life Sims, and the person that I tend to contribute through so that no one has a record of me doing anything, because I want to have a reputation of being mean, horrible, and nasty, and miserly. That way no one comes to me like, oh, can you do this? Can you do that? And I'm like, oh, God, whatever. So there, you can just tape that. So now I don't even have to say that anymore. Ishtar. All right, let's see. Who's going to read this one? I got a few people actually giving a shot, but you know what? Bear is getting jealous. So it's Bear's turn as we head into the third. No, one, two, three. We're heading into the fourth hour of these stories. Man, this is going to be one long file.
Hotel Photographia. This time of year is very special to me. Behind the camera, I see everything. On that dark desert highway, I see a light in the dark, a smile. Others have asked, why take photos in a virtual world? None of it is real. Through the camera, I see the only real answer. I see the emotions, creativity, the passage of time. Crying and loss, tears, joy, laughter. The people are real. Their stories should be told. They're not living it up in the Hotel California. Then I take the shot. Click. I am a photographer. It's what I do.
Thank you, Ishtar. And, let me know how the art course is going. I think I've still got one of yours up in the boathouse there, but I need to rotate the art around, so I'll make sure that another good one is out there. Now I gotta make a note. Make sure that one is there, or I'm gonna sound like a total ass. I mean, there's only 7 walls in there! I need a room with an infinite number of walls! Oh, wait, that would be called a circle. just thank you, Ishtar and Bear, for volunteering to read. His melodic voice can be heard at Shawnee Library. Up there on the schedule wall, whenever you see Bear, that's him. Because there are no other bears there, because they put out bear traps. Well, actually, you know, then you get caught in a bear trap. And just, well, they're very humane. I mean, it's like a cheese sandwich or something. And it's like, oh, well, everyone likes cheese sandwiches. Unless, you know, you're lactose intolerant. Then you should be more tolerant. We don't like haters. Got another story here, and this one's by Logan Berry, as read by Bear. It's a Bearapalooza, isn't it? All right, it's as if we were, this could be an evening at the Shawnakie of 100 word stories as done by Bear. What do I need to do gigs there anymore for? Okay, I'm just gonna sit back and let Bear run the show here.
Logan Berry. Jeremiah was a bullfrog who had recently taken to hiding in the far corner of the swamp behind a slimy green stone and protected by a canopy of bulrushes. Jeremiah was afraid of croaking. The green angel appeared to him while he slept and gave him three choices. Would you rather live and die, have never been born at all, or die and live forever? Well, Jeremiah loved life and trusted the green angel, so when he awoke from his bullfrog dream, he climbed to the top of the slimy green stone, took a deep bullfrog breath, and croaked.
Yay! Jeremiah is my favorite bullfrog of all. Although, okay, does Frog Marlowe count? Then Jeremiah would be second. Thank you, Logan, and thank you once again, Bear, for reading that. I'm just, one of these days I'm going to fake having a sound problem on one of those Tuesdays at 7 in the evening, because, you know, God, I'm so tired those nights. But don't tell them that. I'm going to say, oh, I don't know, and here's my reading list, and then I get to listen to Bear, because he can read. I mean, dang it. You know, I love it when we do those Sherlock Holmes things, although the last one, Derry, was Watson. So that's twisting things around. I thought her performance was far better than Ben Kingsley's performance as Watson, the crime doctor, on the classic movie Without a Clue. One of my favorite movies, even though it's so horrible. I love it. So, and if anyone ever says, hey, is it on Amazon on demand? Let me know. I'll give you $2 to watch it. It's just, it's just so awful. But here's something that's not awful. Cicadella Stillwater over there at Mulaski's. Yeah, she's coming on in. She's saying, hey, I got a story. Everyone's coming in. Everyone's coming in to read, except for, you know, a few snobby people. I'm not saying that the people who, you know, are trying to write and just can't do it are snobby. I'm saying the ones who are too good for this. You people, you're even too good for that too goodness. You are better than that. You are challenging yourselves, not only to write, but to record. And if you can't, there are volunteers to help you. And it's all one big happy effort. Until, you know, it's Monday and I got to think about the next one. If this winds up making weekly challenges like 50 and 55 stories, I am so screwed. I should have done this with one of my other weird hobbies, like smuggling people across the border or kiting checks. Knitting. Here's Cicadella.
She poked her long, slender beak into a long, slender blossom. What are you doing? The quivering petals seemed to ask. Babies are hungry. Gotta go. The green bird zipped off with a sonic boom. Actually, it was a hum, but such flowers are really quite sensitive. A few minutes later, the bird was back for more. You know, said the blossom, I just feed my babies through my roots if I have to. It's much easier. Yes, well, the bird replied between gulps, we all gotta live somehow. As the bird sped off, the vine casually dropped a seed pod.
Ah, now that's one way to teach your kids about life. Thank you, Cicadella. I said Cicadella. I meant to say Cicadella. Maybe I should make a requirement in the future, people putting in their recordings how they pronounce their names. That way I can just say, and the next story is, and then duck away. How long do you think this show would have been if I wouldn't have rambled so much in between? Like I am doing right now. Thank goodness there's only one more day of this, right? There is only one more day, right? God, I hope so. Next story is by Sean McPherson. Now, most people haven't heard his name, but they know that he's probably at work. And when he's not at work, well, he's got to go to work. Or he's coming home from work, and then he has to fly to work and work and work and work. You know, we should make the next topic work. What was the next topic that he suggested anyway? I hope it wasn't work. Nope, he didn't. He did not suggest a topic of work. So, for once, his mind is not on work. There you go, Sean. You got a break from work. I should shut up now.
Voice chat, I said derisively. I don't have any interest. Besides, I sound like I'm 12. And no one needs to hear my voice. I've been communicating through a keyboard since I was 5. I don't have to worry about the dog sitting on my feet and making me say something in a silly voice like, "That's a good girl." Plus, I don't want to worry about someone from work calling or have to think about privacy. Why should I ever use voice for anything to do in SL? It's for Relay for Life, she said. Consider it done.
Thank you, Sean. And you heard his voice. That was his voice. It wasn't someone reading for him, even though Grace was about to offer. I'm watching all your chats and tweets. That's right. I'm stalking everyone. Who's a good boy, Bruin? It's okay for a guy to say that, isn't it?
The big day has arrived. It is Sunday. I'm recording these final stories on Sunday, the 15th. The big relay day. As you can hear, I have my coffee, my traditional coffee with maybe a little Bailey's in it. And that will get me prepared and ready to delve into the mind of Brooke Haley, otherwise known as Relish in a past life, but you can call him John Paul Mahofsky. The man, the legend, fold. I bet you that you could fold a paper, origami style, into him, into his image in 17 folds. I challenge you to do that now. No, wait, don't do that, especially if you're driving. No, really, especially if you're driving. And maybe I put too much Bailey's in this coffee. Here's John, a.k.a. Broccoli, a.k.a. Relish, a.k.a. I just like saying a.k.a. It rolls off my tongue.
Life. When the judge said the word, I couldn't help but ponder it at length, before commenting for all to hear. James David Practer, you are hereby sentenced to life without the possibility of parole, she said. Why use the word life? I pondered. After all, what she just said sounded much more like death. I'd never have sweet potato pie again or make love to my wife. I'd never cry or laugh at a movie while sipping soda and eating popcorn. All this punishment because I killed an intruder escaping from my home? How is this justice? Thanks, I said.
Words of Wisdom to Ponder by John Brooke Haley. Relish. You know what I would like to do? I was just at the Spider-Man movie yesterday, and it was God, why do they have to get emotard guys playing Spider-Man? Because it's a character, you know? But if I had gone in and eaten a sweet potato pie at the movie, that would have made it all worthwhile. Popcorn soda, that's what I had. But if they had sweet potato pies and they had just given me a big spoon and said, go at it. Man, that movie would have rocked. I would have given it 5.5 stars. How do you give something half a star? What is half a star? It's a star. They become spherical. I mean, it's gravity. It's weak and strong nuclear forces. There's no such thing as half a star. It's a star. Cut a star in half? Well, how the hell are you going to cut a star in half? What kind of knife do you have? If you're selling it door to door, keep that away from me. Person. You know, what really drives me nuts about those door-to-door knife salesmen? There are people walking door-to-door with sharp knives. You know, that's just, and you welcome them into your home. That's just crazy, man. Sorry, I'm losing it. On Sundays, I totally lose it. Anyone who's a veteran of these who's survived many around it. Okay, let's keep this going before the whole podcast turns into 7 hours. Relish, John Brocaley volunteered to read for Red. Usually that's Bonchon's, but this time around they're switching it up now that Relish is feeling his power, his inner power, and he is ready to let it explode upon your ears. So you may need a tissue. Red Goddess from Four Bridges.
Lola loves listening to her favorite artist. The right song at the right time has a way of making life bearable. This morning she woke up consumed with the loss of her aunt. She was the only mother she had known. Lola's maternal mother emigrated to the U.S. in search of a better life. Lola always wondered why a better life meant life without her. On painful days, she often listens to one special melody to cope. An embracing song her aunt used to sing to her when she was down. As the piano softly plays, Lola cries, then smiles.
Thank you, Red. And thank you, Lola, for keeping the world going. She works hard for the money, so hard for the money. You better treat her right. You better treat her right, and you better treat her right, too. You better read her right, too. Don't read her her rights. She's not being arrested. No, no, no. That's not happening. She's done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong at all. I will stand and defend her. If, you know, maybe I'll make a katana out of a cardboard roll from a wrapping paper roll. I used to do that when I was little. I thought I was a samurai. I wasn't. Damn you, John Belushi. Right. Whew, maybe not enough Baileys. Next up we have Hugh J. O'Donnell from the Way of the Buffalo podcast. That's right, the Way of the Buffalo. What is the Way of the Buffalo? I don't know, but Hugh knows, and he shares it up at his podcast. We've got lots of podcasters. This is good. The more podcasters, the more podcastalists. What the hell am I talking about? Hugh, could you just tell a story at this point? I'm going to get my head on straight.
He found a likely corner and put on the little red hat. It was kind of a cliche, but people expected it. He set up the bucket and rang the bell. Somewhere, time ticked by. One more coin, he promised himself. Then he could get out of the cold. Someone tried to dip their hand into the bucket. He couldn't have that, so he ran out and jumped on the thief's head. There was a satisfying bop. Somewhere, a chime rang. That made 100 coins, which meant an extra life. The Save a Princess Foundation was finally getting somewhere. Thank you for listening to this 100-word short story by Hugh J. O'Donnell. Find out more about me and my podcast, The Way of the Buffalo, at wayofthebuffalopodcast.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening.
Yes! And he nails the dismount. Thank you, Hugh. I love it. Introduce. Story. Thank you. Tell them about your podcast. Thank them again. Rap. And that, folks, is how you do it. I wish I could. Instead, I just ramble on like an idiot. Like I'm doing right now. It's the last day. What are we going to do after this? Robin, my dear chum. Wait, I don't have a dear chum. Sorry. There's a cat. I think that's yours. I need glasses. No, I don't. I don't need glasses. I don't need braces for my knees. And I don't need absorbent underwear. What? Oh, whew. We got a story from Landon Hafner here. And it's read by, yeah, you know, it's Anhelia. You know, you got Inhaler reading a bunch, you have Bonchance reading a bunch, now you got Brocaly reading a bunch, you're going to have Bear reading a bunch. You're going to have folks helping other folks. It's a wild thing. It's a great thing. I love it. I love it a lot. I wish this could go on forever, and sometimes it feels like it does. Okay, let's just keep rambling. No. Here's the story.
I remember my savior, someone I looked up to for making me a better person. I was bullied, physically and verbally, as a child. This person protected me and taught me how to protect myself. She introduced me to the world of fundraising. We held a carnival raising money for ACS. We raised $3,000. She was Cheryl Ferguson, my teacher. I was honored to give a speech, giving her the Teacher of the Year award 3 months before she died. She died of breast cancer, battling for 5 years. She died a heroin and changed my life for the better.
Thank you, Landon. There's so many people that touch our lives. I wonder what happened to all the teachers that taught me, or they probably all wound up in insane asylums. I was kind of a pain in the ass of a kid. Couldn't you tell? Right. Let's keep going here. We can't stop. We're going up the mountain and 3 bars, 2 bars, 1 bar, it's no signal. We're way beyond signal at this point. The Sherpas have all died. We've eaten them. The goats are still okay. They probably would have tasted better. But still, we and our goats are going up the mountain. We will see the dawn. Tara Lynn Grevoire is next. Yes, she has a story for you. You better listen. You better listen good. How do you listen bad? What, you whip out a cell phone and you start playing Minesweeper? I don't know. I don't play many games with my phone. Well, I play games with people's minds, but still. Here is Tara Lynn Grevoire.
There have been several times when I have wondered, is life worth living? If you let yourself lose track of how beautiful nature is and how amazing it is to smell a flower and only focus on the pain you are feeling, the answer can easily be no, it isn't. Someone told me you choose to be happy. And in the scheme of life, the crap you are feeling is but a second of it. So when you get those thoughts during a bad time, tell yourself, I can make it through this second of my life. It's worth it.
Will you go on? I know you will. Stronger, more powerful, alive. Grab some leaves off of that tree, crush them in your hand, and smell them. That's nature. Okay, so I'm really losing it. Wow, you get a little punchy after a while. Thank you, Caroline. Oh, well. Sometimes you have to make a choice. You can go the Stephen Sauce, the nuclear man, I still can't pronounce his name. Uriel Wheeler. If you go down that route, you will live. Or you go the 100 pills mashed in applesauce. I don't like applesauce. I admit it. Maybe I'll just crush the leaves in applesauce. God, I'm losing it. I've been doing this way too long, man. 325 weeks plus that week for the hurricane. You remember that, don't you? Hurricane Ike came through. Well, sort of. Gave us a glancing blow and knocked things around. We lost our jasmine on the freaking fence. We lost the fence. All right, well, speaking of someone as sweet as summer jasmine, it's Strawberry Singh. This is going to be special, I tell you. We're getting everyone. Everyone's a part of this. Are we going to make our goal? I hope so. I really hope so. We're coming down to the last few minutes. Time's running out. Here's Strawberry. Pretty as a picture. In 4D.
Hi, my name is Strawberry Singh, and this is my 100-word story about life. I was raised to always live my life for others. To give as much as I can, and sacrifice for the sake of my family. Until recently, I was pretty content with that situation. Lately, though, I've been starting to feel a bit trapped. Why should I feel guilt or regret for going after my own desires? Why should I not be able to live my life for myself? Am I being disloyal, disrespectful, or ungrateful? Whose life am I living anyways, mine or theirs? Is it my fault I've ended up this way? It is my life after all.
The person that you must respect most when living your life is yourself, not them. Unless you're a part of them, and then there's something very strange going on, probably involving mirrors and weird devices. Get away from those people. They will drive you up the wall and turn you into me. And that's not a bad thing after all, since I respect myself, I think. Okay, maybe occasionally I indulge in foods that hurt and cause discomfort, but what am I saying? Man, this stuff will drive you wacky. Ah, well, thank you, Strawberry. And remember, life is a series of choices. If you can't decide, toss a coin. Toss a coin into the fountain and make a wish.